Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
Hi, this is Gary Hammond and Krista Hammond here with William Blankshear. How are you doing today, William?
I'm doing great, Gary.
William, how do you know Gary and Krista?
Well, I met Miss Krista at Publix where I work. She came in one day and I walked her out, and she told me about her mother passing. And we talked, and from that day on, we established a good relationship. I talked with her, told her everything was going to be okay. I think I prayed with her that day. And we became friends. And I was introduced to you through her. Me and my wife came over to your home for dinner. It was wonderful. I met Miss Chris's father. I met y'all son. And from there, we all have had a wonderful, wonderful relationship with you, her father, and her son.
And what do you do at Publix, William?
I work in customer service. I'm a bagger for Publix.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been at Publix now for going on 3 years now, I think.
And how's Publix been to you as an employer?
Publix has been real good to me. I applied at another Publix, but the Publix on Ashford Dunwoody was the one that called me. So when I went there for the interview, the manager, name was Ryan, told me to sit down. I sat down and he asked me some things, and I told him a little bit about myself and everything. So he said, William, we're going to hire you. And he did. And that man has been so good to me, because when I told him about my sickness, and every time I got sick, they let me stay as long as I needed to off of work. And they cared so much about me, and it was like it's like a family. Now he's gone on to another store, but just the other couple of days ago, our meat manager got transferred over to his store, and I called the meat manager to congratulate him. And another employee from our store got transferred over to his store. She's now assistant manager. So when I called, I asked for her. And I talked with her and I congratulated her on her promotion. And she says, guess who's standing next to me? And I say, who? And she says, Ryan. And I said, put him on the phone. Oh, and we just went on and on, and I said, man, I love you so much, man. You just don't know, man, how much I miss you. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave me. Thank you so much. You know, we went on and on. He said, man, I miss you too, William, and I love you, man. And I said, I love you. And, you know, he was like, I hope to see you soon. You know, and I said, well, I'll get by there, you know. And so it's things like that, man, that, you know, that touch you, because you realize that you matter. You really matter.
Are you sick often?
Not a lot, like it was when I was growing up. It comes on in when it wants to.
Well, what condition do you have that would make you repetitively sick?
I have sickle cell anemia. Was born with sickle cell anemia. When I was a baby, my grandmother and mother said I would cry a lot, and they couldn't understand why I cried so much. So when they took me to the doctor discovered that I had this illness. And
how old are you now?
59 years old, man.
When you turn 60?
September the 17th.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
Man, thank you so much, Gary.
So when you were young, how long did they say you would live?
They said I would live till I was 20 years old.
And you're about ready to turn 60.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And all that, Gary, is because the mercy of God. And I think He allowed me to live as long as I have, because He had work for me to do. And I couldn't figure out before why I was still here, until one day it hit me. And it hit me hard, and I said, is that what it is, God? You want me to help people, to bless people? And He said, yes.
Is there something about your job at Publix that allows you to do that?
Yes, every day. Every day I walk through those doors, I'm talking with people. I'm lifting people up. I'm encouraging people. I'm even my bosses, my co-workers, people that come and shop in the store, people that I know personally now. I've made good friends there, you know, and
it can't be easy for an employer to have an employee that's sick a lot, is out of work a lot.
Well, that comes, now this is where the understanding comes in of the sickness from your boss and the people that you work with. They love you so much till they're so concerned about you, and they know that when you come to work, that you work. You work hard. And my bosses tell me when I'm out, man, don't rush to come back now. If you need more time, go ahead. Because you know we are here. We're here for you. And they always tell me that, man, that, you know, we're here for you, William. You know that. You know, we're family here. And that makes you feel good, man, because you know that you're in a place where you're loved, you're cared about, you're respected, and people are concerned. And that gives you hope every day with your illness. You know?
And your employer allows you to form those personal relationships with their customers.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
You have very personal conversations with people who shop at Publix.
Yes, sir. I give them hope. You know, I give them hope. I pray with them. I listen to them. You know. You know, most people wouldn't do that. Most people don't want to hear what you're going through. You know, because a lot of people really don't care what you're going through.
Well, the world isn't necessarily favorable towards Christians right now either, is it?
No, not really, because people are so concerned about their own thing till they're not listening to what God is telling them and what God is showing them. Even in this pandemic, he's showing people how to love, to get along, you know, to stop the hate, the violence, to stop the things that we're doing, not only to each other, but to ourselves. So he's showing us through this pandemic by shutting everything down. And those who are still running in business, you see God in that. Because God is allowing that to still go. Because if there wasn't right in their hearts, it wouldn't go. And the places that you see closing up, he's showing you. He's showing you. So we have to look at these things and say to ourselves, thank you, Lord. When we're blessed, we have to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for me and my family.
Do you come across any customers at Publix that are not Christian?
Yes, sir.
And do they get offended by your message?
No, sir. No, sir.
Because you love them, regardless.
Because first, I show them that I care. See, that's the first thing you have to show someone. You just can't push something on them. They got to feel you first. They got to know that you care. They got to know that you genuinely care before they even really speak to you. Because some people will come in and you may say good morning or good afternoon or you have a blessed day or something like that, and they may nod their head and walk on out, you know. But they got to know that you care. They really have to know that you care. So what I try to show them is that I care. Yes, I care about the way you feel or what it is that you're going through. And once you show that, then that allows people to open up to you, because the things they may say to you might be personal, and you got to care enough about them not to mention this to anybody. Because when you care about somebody, that's just like you, Gary. If me and you were golfing together, out of town together, and you say, well, William, I want to tell you something. And I want you to keep this between me and you. And you go on, and you start talking to me about whatever it is you want to say. And then I say, Gary, don't worry about this, man. This is, hey, it goes no farther than me and you. And then the minute you're not around, I get on the phone and I call somebody up and I tell them, guess what Gary just said to me? Wow, you wouldn't believe this one. Well, that's distrust. That's distrust. And people have to trust you. They have to trust you. And if you're not trustworthy, then it doesn't go. It doesn't work. And I've been like that all my life, yeah. People have told me things, man, they've never heard it again. And they never will hear it again. Because they trusted in me enough to tell me that.
This is a good segue into your idea of sharing your message. And you've been talking to us about having a podcast. And what would you like your listeners, your friends, your acquaintances to get out of your podcast?
Well, I would love them to first get to know God if they don't. That's the first thing I would want. And then I would love to be able to give those who are hopeless hope. Those who are down, joy. Those who feel like it's all over, happiness. those who have gone through so much peace.
That's beautiful.
And then, last but not least, is love. Because first, God is love. And if you love God, God has done so much for me, man. He's done so much for me.
An extra 40 years so far.
He gave me my wife. I could have. She stuck with me, man, when they denied me of my Social Security and stuff, she stuck with me. And when they told me to divorce, they would give me that stuff back, I walked away from it. Because what would that have done to her that would have said, I didn't love her. I love the money more.
Well, you valued the institution of marriage more than money from the government.
Amen. And we've been through all kind of stuff, man. You know? We've been through all kind of stuff. You know? But God, if it hadn't been for God, me and her wouldn't be together now.
Well, William, I bet your listeners, after listening to this, want to hear more of you. God bless you. And I look forward to listening to your next podcast.
God bless you, Gary, and your family.
Thank you.
You, Miss Chrissy, my main man, he's going to college now.
Jonathan.
And Miss Chrissy's father, man. I love y'all so much, man. And I want to thank y'all so much for everything that y'all have done for me, my family. I can't stop thanking you enough. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, man.
Well, maybe if we all love one another more, the world would be a better place.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless.